Marilyn and Sharon have a lot of questions. A lot of you out there, too, and I answer the questions the best I can. Marilyn, in the book of Acts, it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Is that correct? And she said, what about all those Jews that didn't call upon the name of the Lord? Well, since Jesus' crucifixion, we looked at the vile crucifixion of Jesus Christ in the last message that we did, class Bible reading number 368, and they chose not to believe. They chose not to believe. They did not want to believe. Sharon also had a question at the end of the last class, and she said, how in the world do these Jews read Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22 and not see Jesus? Well, Malachi, all Zechariah, all over, Daniel, Ezekiel, many places in the Psalms. How do they see all of this and they not believe? Because they look at the Bible, the Old Testament. They don't believe in the New Testament. They look at the Old Testament basically with rose-colored glasses on. They're going to interpret it as they want it interpreted. Jesus, in his ministry, condemned the Mishnah and the Talmud, the traditions of the fathers. You said you nullify the Word of God by your traditions. And Jesus kept quoting all the time, kept quoting the Old Testament over and over and over to him again. He told him, he said, as Jonah was dead in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, so shall be the Son of the Man in the heart of the earth, or basically in the grave. After 3 days, he'll raise, like Jonah was raised. Jonah died. Jonah did not survive in the belly of the whale. I mean, I heard people teaching that a lot of times when I was growing up, but Jonah was dead for 3 days. He was dead. And within that 3 days, the most miraculous thing is that fish got from all the way from the Mediterranean all the way around up the Indian Ocean, up the Tigris, Euphrates rivers, and where the mouth of it is there, the Persian Gulf, and up there and spit Jonah out on the shore of the river there at Nineveh. That was miraculous there. But 3 days, that fish swam tens of thousands of miles. Or else he flew, one or the other. I'm not. God could have flown him. God could have made him swim that fast. He probably swam all his scales off, whatever he was. A leviathan, a great monster of the deep. We see the Jews rejecting Jesus Christ. We see the Jews rejecting Jesus Christ today. And they want to do that. Now and then you see a Jew that is saved. That's good. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Zola Levitt, he linked his website to my website one time. And he said, they asked me, am I a Jew? And he said, well, I'm a Jew. I'm proud that I am a Jew. But he said, I am a believer. Number one, I'm a believer, whether I'm a Jew or not. And I'm not going through that tribulation period over here. Not going there. That's not for me. The rapture's for me. I'm going up in the rapture, he said. I'm not going through that tribulation period. He said, my brothers and sisters are, because they don't believe. But he said, I'm not. Now, Marilyn, you wanted to know that all the Jews and all people that don't believe in Jesus Christ are going to go to hell. Is that what you said? Yeah. Now, there is no hell today, so to speak. There is a hell created. But people that die today that are outside of Jesus Christ go to Sheol. Sheol. They go to Sheol. Now, Sheol is down under the earth. People down under. Down under. Kata. People down under the earth. Let's look at something here for a moment. It's what Brother Hubbard described to me so many years ago, and J. Lewis Guthrie described it to him. Here is heaven up here. Here's the earth. And heaven as you're looking here, this heaven is the atmosphere. And then there's a heaven where the stars are. And these are the clouds and everything around the earth. Now, up in the third heaven is the abode of God. Now, down here there's the first heaven, then the second heaven, and then the third down below. And way out here yonder, diametrically opposed and completely opposite from heaven is Hades. Hades or Sheol, the place of departed spirits, the place to ask about, the place not seen. Hades, Adio, the place not seen, or the place to ask about, Sheol. There's where people go today when they die. They go into that place, and it's not purgatory. Not purgatory. But they will be resurrected one time at the great white throne judgment, Marilyn. That's what you're talking about. And then they will be cast into the lake of fire, which burns forever and ever. And that is a different place than Hades. Hades is a holding place right now for all of the lost. It was a holding place for all of the saved and lost at one time, but there's a great gulf or chasm between paradise and Hades down there at that time. So did that answer your question?
Yes. Is that in the Bible?
Yes.
Would you just...
Yes. Yeah, we've covered this before. Luke, the 16th chapter, talks about paradise, okay? And in the book of Job and several different places in the Old Testament, we're talking about Hades. It always talked about it's going down in Hades or Sheol. And Luke, the 16th chapter, especially. And if you want to look into your Bible doctrines, look at the under hell in your booklet, the Bible doctrines. If any of you out there want one of those, email me and I'll send you one of the doctrines of the Bibles written by me a long time ago. Or if you want the Book of Mark, Donald Grewar over there in Wales asked for me. I sent the whole thing to him. I've sent probably 100 books to him because he's one of our faithful listeners and students. He's part of this group. All right, now let's go into the... Does that answer your questions, girls? Okay. Now let's go into Mark. The title of this message in the 10:35 is "I Want to Be." I want to be. And a lot of people want to be something that they just want instant potatoes all the time. If you want to study the Word of God, spend 5 or 10 years or go to the seminary and spend 10 or 12 years or 5 years or whatever you want to. I spent 12 in the seminary myself, and that wasn't enough. I just got started. One of my teachers told me, he said, if you go here 5 or 6 years or whatever it takes you to earn a doctorate of theology, he said, you're just beginning to learn. That's just when you begin. It gives you the license to study. When you learn the languages of the Bible, when you learn systematic theology, all of that, you get it all straight down, you think you've got it, then you can take the first baby step into the rest of your life studying from now on. 35, James and John, the two sons of Zebedee, came to him saying, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Boy, what a question. We want to be something. Zebedee came to him saying, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Matthew 20:20 and verse 21, cross-reference to this. And he replied to them, "What do you want? What do you want me to do for you?" We want to be. We want to be. "Grant that we may sit with you, one on your right hand and one on your left, in your glory, your majesty and splendor in your kingdom." Boy, what a request, huh? What a request. We want to be on the right and left hand. We want to be right up there in front. We want to be. But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drank, or be baptized with the baptism and suffering and death of which I am about to be baptized? And they replied to him and said, we are able. Jesus told them, the cup that I drink, you will drink. And you will be baptized with the baptism which I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right hand, this is not mine to give, but it's for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. The eternal, God's eternal purpose, His plans, His unpreventable progress. Hearing this, the other ten became indignant. And then James and John, calling them to Himself, Jesus said to them, you know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lord over them, and their powerful men and exercise authority over them, and tyrannizing them. We have tyrants in the government, don't we? We have tyranny. Tyranny. But this is not how it is among you. Instead, whoever wishes to be great among you, he must be your servant. You want to be great, you've got to be a servant. Whoever wishes to be first and most important among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. In the eternal ages to come, Jesus Christ will be served. In the ages to come. But in space and time, God broke into the human race. John 1:14, Kaihologos Sarktigento. And the Word, the Jehovah, became flesh and He dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, that one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led Himself out. Ekenago. He has led Himself out. Middle voice. The Word became flesh. Middle voice. Jehovah became flesh for Himself. Now let's go back and look at this in the original language which the Bible was written in. We had translations. Now we're going to get the Bible. This is the real deal right here. This is the genuine article. Kai pros puronte auto yekabos kai ewanes ho dio. Dio there basically is in brackets, so it's not there. Okay, now we know that they're there because this is what we call a practical substantive, that the two is not there, but we know who they are. Hoi dio huioi zebedioi Legontes, auto, didaskale, delomen, hina, haion, itasomen, si, poieses, himen. And, Kai, a little old conjunction there, page 208 in the Analytical Greek Lexicon. And they, that third person plural, present indicative middle voice now. They wanted to do this for themselves, this right coming from the volition in their hearts, in their souls. And they approached, or they came forward, pros puroite. And they approached to him, dative, singular, masculine, third person pronoun, Jacob. Jacob is James, by the way, Jacobos. Jacobos and James are the same name. My name is James. I'm actually Jacob, okay? Jacobos and Ioannes. John means dove. Jacob means to follow the heel. And Jacob, the one's sons. Now again, the word deal there is not there. The one's sons. So there's more than one, so this is plural. The one's sons, Zebedee, thunder, actually. The two sons of thunder, saying, nominative, plural, masculine, present participle. Like, they kept on saying that they kept on begging Jesus is what they did. They kept on begging. To him, dative singular, third person pronoun, didaskale, didaskale, teacher, teacher. Teacher is an evocative singular masculine, by the way, didaskale. It would be didaskalos, didaskalo, glu, u, o, on, and then a, the whole eight cases that we're talking about. That's how you decline it. Conjugate verbs and decline nouns. The sons of Zebedee saying to him, teacher, we wish, we keep on wishing. We have this wish in our head all the time. We keep on thinking about this. Theloman. First person, plural, present, indicative, active, from Thelo. The word telomatos, telomai, this word telo means, it means to spiritually seek, to soul seek. It's a spiritual activating force. And the spirit in them that is calling them to do this is not the spirit of God either. We wish. We keep on wishing in order that whatever ha yon, a little relative pronoun, and eon there, that's the third class conditional particle, condition determined as unfulfilled but with prospect of determination. We hope and we wish that we may request, third first person plural, first aorist subjunctive active. See, that subjunctive mode tells you that eon down there is the third class conditional. Because up here, this itomen is in the subjunctive mode, may or may not happen. The maybe mode. That we may wish you, that you may do, again, poies, that comes from poio, that's second person singular, first aorist, subjunctive active. That you may do this. You may do this. May not, but you may do this for us. Dative singular, or dative plural, that is. First person pronoun. Dative plural, first person pronoun. Next verse, number 36 now. Whole day ipen. Autois ti telete, poieso himen. Now there's a me there also in brackets, telete me. Moreover, the one, now this is nominative singular masculine, and we have a practical substantive, that is the person, the one or the person said, he said, third person singular, second aorist, indicative, active from lego. He said to them, we're talking about Jesus, what, little interrogative pronominal adjective there, what you wish. Now look here. He doesn't say may wish. He said you wish. Second person plural present indicative active. That you wish me, I will do for you. Poieso, first person singular, future, indicative active. For you or to you there, dative plural, second person pronoun. Verse number 37 now. Hoi de eton auto dos himen hina ace si ek dexion kai ace ex Aristeron, kathisamen, en te doxa si. Moreover, the ones, again, we have a practical substance here, ones there, or the persons, these people. Moreover, the ones, weak adversative conjunction particle, page 85 in the analytical Greek lexicon. And then he said to him, or they said to him, give to us, Moreover, the ones they said to him, third person plural, second aorist, indicative active, to him, give. You give. Imperative. Now, you give to us, dative plural, in order that, one, haste, that's a numeral there, haste. That looks like just like an ace, but it's got a smooth breather here and a circumflex over it instead of the other ace. One of you out of right side, dexion, the right side, the right side's plural, actually, is what it says, and one out of left side, aristeron, out of the left side, we may sit. Again, that's in the subjunctive mode. First person plural, first aorist, subjunctive active, cum kathizo, that we may sit. Katahistime is what that comes down to. In, that little preposition there, 137, in the glory of you. One on one side, on the other. They are looking for a grand Jewish world empire to come. And they want to be, one of them wants to be on the left side, and one wants to be on the right side of Jesus, or the King of Glory. They were dreaming. But what's it going to take to get there? Dreaming. 38 now. Hoi deisus epon, autois uk oidate, ti ateiste, dineste, pian, to poterion, ha ego pino, e to baptisma, ha ego baptismai, baptistine. These people were patriots. Being a patriot of America today is not the common thing in America, it seems like. It seems like that you ought to hate America, you ought to be disgusted with our history and all of this. But these Jews were patriots here. And they wanted Jesus to bring in the kingdom right then and set one of them on the right side and one of them on the left side. That's what they were looking forward to. They didn't want to look forward to his death. They didn't want to look forward to the crucifixion. That was they wanted a King of Glory. And they knew it was him, and they wanted him to get right up there on the throne and run Herod off and Pilate, Pontius Pilate, and a whole bunch of them, and just cleanse the land. They were patriots. They wanted the kingdom now. Hoi de Jesus. Moreover, the Jesus. The one Jesus. That there is a nominative singular masculine definite article. And he said, third person singular, second aorist indicative active. He said to them, this is fact now, not maybe. Indicative mode. When something is indicative, it means it's true. To them, dative plural, third person pronoun, uk. Adverb of negation there, a little page 294 if you want to look that one up. Not, you know. Second person plural, second perfect indicative active. That's a rare verb form. And not, ye have known what ye request. You don't know what you have requested. You don't know what you have requested. Second person plural, present indicative, middle voice for yourselves. You want to be the big shots? You're going to die. You're going to have to really die. You're going to have to give it all if you want to be right up there in the front. A lot of people today, they want to be in the kingdom. They want to be right up there with Jesus. You know, I look from the depths of my soul, and I see the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the churches, the true church, those ones that have given it all in past time, that were faithful members of God, true to testament churches. I see them as the bride, because that is the bride. Then I see a whole lot of other people that weren't not quite as faithful. You know, God repays you for everything you do for Him. But to be in that bride is something really, really, really special. In the family of God, we are. We're all, when we're born again, we're saved. We are in the family of God. But to be in that bride is something special. You've got to give it all. That's what the bride's got to give it all. There's going to be a lot of servants. There's going to be a lot of guests at the wedding in heaven. But there's going to be one bride and one groom. And Jesus said, you want to be at my right side? You want to be part of the bride? Get with it. Get with it. Get out there and start dying for me every day. You know, it's easy to die for the Lord, but it's real hard to, a lot much harder to live a long life for the Lord. Not you know what you request. Are you able? Dinasai. That word comes from dinamai. Second person plural present indicative passive. Are you caused to be able to drink? Pien. Now remember, they're going to take the Lord's Supper with the Lord one of these days. He said, this is my blood you're going to drink. I'm going to give my all for you. I'm going to give my life for you. I'm going to suffer for you. Can you suffer the kind of suffering that I suffered with? To drink the cup, the poterion, which ego, pino, which I drank, first person singular, present indicative active, or the immersion, the baptism, the dipping, which I am immersed in. I am caused to be immersed in. You know, Jesus in his human form, he got hungry. He got hot. He got cold. He was thirsty. He was tired. But out there in that Garden of Gethsemane, and I've walked that place, and I walked the place where it said where Jesus cried that night, cried great tears of pain and suffering in that place. Not wanting to go to the cross of Calvary in his human form. That body was suffering because Jesus stood as a lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. But now it's about to happen right now. And boy, when it got close to happening, we don't think about death all the time, do we? We don't think about death that much. But it's going to come. It's going to come. It'll come too soon no matter what, huh? Death will come too soon no matter what. But the pain of dying, the death of the cross, we don't have to die on the cross like Jesus did. Some people suffer with cancer, and they suffer with all type of plagues of bad health and things. Many people die of this COVID. Many people die of emphysema, lung cancer. It's a horrible death. All these deaths are really terrible. You suffer and you die. But the lost suffer forever like that. The lost suffer forever in that state. Are you able to be immersed? First person singing, present indicative passive, to be baptized, to be immersed. To be immersed. They loved Palestine, they loved Jerusalem. But now Jerusalem is going to become their enemy. It becomes their enemy. They have to leave for Jerusalem. They run for their lives. Verse number 39 now. Hoi de pon auto dinametha. Ho de Jesus e pen auto es to poterion ha ego pino pieste kai ta baptisma ha ego baptismai baptistereste. And what were the ones they said? That one's there. That's nominative plural masculine. And then day, week, adversity, conjunctive particle. Page 85 in your little analytical Greek lexicon. They said. Third person plural. Second aorist indicative active. To him. Dative singular masculine. Third person pronoun. We are able. We are caused to be able. First person plural, present, indicative, passive. We are caused to be able. Moreover, the Jesus, he said, apon, third person singular, second aorist, indicative, active, to them, dative plural, third person pronoun, the cup, the poterion, the cup. This little bottle here that I get a drink out of occasionally, it's a modified cup. The cup, relative pronoun, nominative singular neuter, ha, which I drank. That word pino there, that's first person singular, present indicative active. Ye shall drink the drink, the cup that I drank with, you shall drink it. But it's going to be bitter. You shall drink. And also, that word chi there means also here, page 280, if you want to look it up. The immersion, the baptism, which I am immersed in, I am caused to be immersed in. That's passive voice there. Jesus and his person, as a human being body, was submissive to the will of God, but boy, when it comes to dying, he hurt. He hurt. I am immersed, caused to be immersed. That comes from bapto, or baptizo. Baptistese, ye shall be immersed. Second person plural. Future indicative active, or passive voice, that is, passive voice. You shall cause to be immersed. In another place in the Gospel of John, Peter was talking to his disciples, and Peter jumps up and he said, and the Lord tells Peter that you're going to be die of crucifixion, basically, is what's going to happen to you. He did it in a figure of speech, but he said, somebody's going to stretch your arms out, you're going to die crucified. He said, what about him over there? And he said, don't worry about him over there. He'll worry about himself. You're going to be crucified. Wow. Is that what it cost? Yep. That's what it cost to be in this elite group. Verse number 40. To de kathise, ek diexion mu a ex, you know, ni mon uk esten emon dine all ois eto meis tege. Moreover, the place to sit. Now here we have the to de kathise. Right here, after toe there, you can write down place, because that's a practical substantive. Moreover, the place to sit. First aorist infinitive active come from kathise. Out of, little preposition 121 there now. Out of the right side, dexion, right sides, plural, of me, or out of the left sides, not, adverb of negation, page 294, not, it is, mine. Mine, imon, to give. You don't give it. It's not given to you. It's not given to you. Nothing's free in the world, is it, really? People always want something free. Free, 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 free. You put free up on something, and boy, everybody, here they come. But discipleship costs something. It's not for free. Not mine to give, but strong adversative conjunction. For whom it has been prepared. Etoi maeste. Etoi mazo is where I come from. It's third person singular. Perfect indicative passive. It has been caused to be prepared. It's caused to be prepared. Verse number 41 there. Kai akousantes hoi deka exon ton agdanaktein peri ikabu kai iwano. Now all these guys sitting around, all these church members all around here, and if we see John and get up there and his brother, and they get up there and ask to be on the right-hand side and the left-hand side, and now the other ones get jealous, because this jealousy is a human function, jealousy. This jealousy here is a human nature. They're jealous now. Kai, conjunction, having heard, akousantes, nominative plural masculine, first aorist participle, active voice, having heard, that comes from akuo, by the way. We got a word acoustics from that. The ones, 10. The other 10. And they began. And they began. Third person, plural, first aorist, indicative, active. And middle voice, that is indicative, middle voice. They began for themselves. Agdanaktein. To be angry. Present infinitive, active. To be pained, to be angry, to be it. What this word means, our word agony comes out of that word, okay? But it means like somebody stomped on your heart, somebody comes up and stomps you on your big sore toe, somebody smashes your finger. That's the kind of feeling it is. They began to be really pained concerning James and John. They were pained concerning James and John, concerning their statements. They know James and John. They've seen them all around. They've seen them all around. Every place they go, James and John are there. But now, James and John want the high places. Want the high place. They want to be big shots. They want to be. You know what else? Of all these other guys, they want to be too. All of them are wannabes. We're wannabes. What I expect in heaven, because I ask the Lord to save my soul and forgive me of my sins, is to be with my Jesus, to see His face, maybe to touch His hands, look at the hands that suffered for me, and to say thank you for forgiving me all of my life and saving my soul. I thank you that I'm here. I don't care what place I'd be. Maybe I'll be an eternal servant. Fine with me. I serve people here all the time anyway, though, in Maryland. Try to do things for people. We want to be servants. If you want to be something high in the kingdom of God, then you fix your want-tos. And you do what the Lord wants you to do. Today, tomorrow, and forever. Our Father, we thank you for this message from your word. Please use it wherever it goes. Please touch hearts around the world with it. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.